This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. Whether you need a landing page, a beautiful gallery, a professional blog, or an online store, it's all included with your Squarespace website. Creating your website with Squarespace is simple. Start your free trial today at squarespace.com and enter offer code Guardian to get 10% off your first purchase. Welcome to What Would a Feminist Do? I'm Jessica Valenti, Guardian columnist. Today we're going to talk about one of many wedding traditions, women changing their last names. I'll be speaking with sociologist Lori Scheibly about the history and meaning of taking someone else's name.
Your wife was part of your possessions, your belongings, and she had absolutely no more say than your cow did, so everybody had the same notion as that. Of course, since she belongs to him, she has his last name.
Very few American women, only 7%, keep their names when they get married. It's a choice that people feel pretty strongly about on both sides of the aisle.
Marrying somebody doesn't mean you're marrying their last name, you're marrying the person.
Love is love. You don't have to like get your husband's last name.
You become one with your husband.
When I first got married, I did change my name. In my second marriage, I did not change my name.
If two people love each other enough and the man can't give into that part of it, it's going to be a bad start.
And I always say, okay, sure, you can keep it, but I'll just be closer with the kids because we'll all have the same last name and you'll be the only oddball.
I couldn't wait to get rid of this last name.
I would hyphenate. I would never give up my name.
And I only dated men with short last names as a result of that. It was a conscious and subconscious decision to get rid of that last name.
We are Chinese, but we don't have to change our name.
Really depends on what my husband's last name will be. If it's something too long or very foreign, I would keep my current last name.
Typically, woman supposed to take husband's name.
Because now I'm divorced, it was a mistake.
I like his last name closer to the beginning of the alphabet.
But first, a rant. I understand that when it comes to changing your last name and women changing their last names, I am in the vast minority. That's fine. I think that we all negotiate living in a sexist world in different ways. For some people, it might be changing their last name when they get married. For me, it's wearing makeup and high heels, right? Like, I don't have any illusions that my mascara or my lipstick or my heels, which are extraordinarily uncomfortable, are a feminist choice. But they are the choices that I've made to make my life easier, to like feel pretty, even though I understand that that is a construct that has been pushed upon me. But what I don't get is the hesitance that some people have around admitting that changing your last name is a similar sort of negotiation. And the excuses that it's not a sexist tradition are excuses that I just don't find convincing. So like, yes, it your last name probably is your dad's last name, came from your dad, but it's also your name. It's the name that you had since you were born. It's the name that you grew up with. It's part of your identity. I've also heard a lot about women saying that they want to change their last name anyway because they don't like their last name. That's fine, but I find it curious that women wouldn't change it before they got married. If you really hate your last name, you can change it then. And I also find it really weird that it's all these women who have terrible last names that have to be changed, but men apparently have the most beautiful last names in the world that no one would ever want to change. And lastly, the sort of controversy around talking about last names that I find really frustrating is this idea that we can't have a conversation through a feminist lens about women changing their last names because we shouldn't judge individual women. That's a problem because women's individual choices do matter because they make up the cultural and social trends because we matter, our choices matter. I don't think it's about individual judgment, right? Keep your last name, change your last name, do whatever you want, but let's still talk about it. Let's talk about it through a feminist lens. And with an eye towards understanding sexist traditions, even if sometimes we take them up. My guest today is Lori Scheibly. She is a sociologist at Penn State University and has been studying trends about marital last names since the 1990s. Lori, thanks for joining me.
You're welcome. Happy to be here.
Excellent. So maybe we can just start with where this tradition comes from. You know, how did this all start? A woman taking her husband's last name when they get married?
Obviously, this is, you know, old English tradition. When you owned your wife was part of your possessions, your belongings, and she had absolutely no more say than your cow did. So everybody had the same notion as that. Of course, since she belongs to him, she has his last name.
Right. And why do you think it sort of continued? I mean, as long as it did, it's still certainly prevalent today.
I've spent years thinking that. Indeed, I just expected that by the time we got to this, I've been doing this for 25 years, by the time we got to this point, that there'd be a far higher percentage of women who kept their birth surname when they married. I think that there's no norm that operates as strongly as women changing their last name when they get married. And I have no really good explanation other than it's so structured and so we have convinced men and women that, one, if a woman loves a man, she'll change her name. And two, the guy obviously is convinced that this is what people do. Why are you even questioning this?
Right.
So I really don't have a good explanation why it's hung on so long. But I am convinced it will continue to hang on.
You don't think that we're going to see any sort of shift?
No.
That's really interesting. So can you talk to me a little bit about some of your research around the motivation for why so many women change their last names?
Well, of course, women who change their name almost universally give the notion of tradition. I wanted to. I wanted to show I loved my husband, that I respected his family. Mm-hmm. Women who keep their birth surnames give a whole bunch of reasons. I expected the bulk of them to be more feminist kinds of reasons.
Right.
But they weren't. They were reasons like, well, I had to push all that paper and I didn't want to do that because it seemed like too much work. And reasons like, well, I didn't think I could wake up in the morning with a different last name because I wouldn't know who I was. So kind of an identity argument kinds of issues.
Sure.
And of course, there were some feminist responses like, hey, it's my name. I'm entitled to it.
Right. Did you find with the reasons women gave who changed their last name anything beyond sort of tradition? Was there a defensiveness there at all? Because I feel like with sort of the feminist moment that we're in, there has been a conversation around last names. And I've heard a lot of feminist women who've changed their last names talking about it as a feminist choice, or at least maybe not an explicitly feminist choice, but not as acquiescing to a sexist tradition.
Yeah, there's been some research on this, and some of it's come out of the UK looking at issues about interviewing women who are feminists and asking them about why they made the last name choice they did, and there is a great deal of defensiveness and to some extent rationalization, like, well, if I can keep my name, I can change my name, I can do what I want,
right?
Which I think is a valid argument, right? Some of us, you know, I always, when women I think are very feminist, a very feminist ideology and presentation, change their name when they get married, I'm always a little bit shocked.
Yeah.
Not in a judgmental way, but shocked.
So you said you have some logical reasons for why women should keep their last names if they get married. Can you tell me those reasons?
Well, my number one reason is that people know who you are, and that's a name you have. Because people always say, well, it's a man's name. What's the difference, right?
Right.
I got a guy's name. What's the difference? Which one? But this is a name that you had for 25, 30, given the increasing age at first marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You've had this name for a long time. So clearly you have some identification with this last name. The fact that people always say, well, how do you track people then in terms of genealogy?
Mm.
Well, yeah, the women are the ones who fall out of the wayside when you look at genealogies, not men.
Right.
Other countries manage to function just fine where women normatively keep their birth surnames.
Right.
Another issue that people always say is, well, what about the children?
Yes.
Excuse me, your children are not stupid. They will know that their mother has a different last name.
Right.
You know, and you have to adjust a little bit.
Right.
Right? That's what you do. There's no big deal about
that.
Yeah,
it is not. It has not been a big deal for me, and I would love to talk a little bit about like hyphenated last names and the things that people do with children. You know, I'm married. I kept my last name. My daughter has a hyphenated last name. It has not really been an issue for us at all. But a question I get a lot from people when they find out that my daughter has a hyphenated last name is, well, what happens if she wants to marry someone one day who has a hyphenated last name? Like, where does that end? So what do you say to couples about how they could or should handle last names when it comes to kids? Do you think hyphenation works? What's going on there?
I always think hyphenation is very difficult for women who do that when they marry and kids, only because people tend to lop off one of the last names anyway.
Right.
So I think it's difficult. In terms of, like, what are these kids going to do when they grow up?
Yeah.
Well, one, I think the odds of them marrying somebody with a hyphenated last name are extraordinarily remote, because of the women who keep their birth surname, somewhere in the 90% do what I did, which is my giving your child the mother's birth name as a middle name and the dad's last name, right? So I think it's very remote. But again, I think that people will adjust, right? They will decide what they want to do with these names.
Right.
Because people think, oh my God, you're going to get like 25 last names. No, you're not. People will sit around and say, well, let's be this last name. I mean, they will have a reasonable discussion about how they feel about their last names.
So you mentioned other countries, and they are managing just fine. Can you talk a little bit about how name changing amongst Americans compares to other cultures and other countries?
Yeah, I'm not obviously an anthropologist or an international expert on this, but in China, women keep their last name. In Sweden, women keep their last names. And even, you know, like the UK, which is obviously our history, has higher rates of women deciding to keep their last name when they get married.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, historically in Latin American countries, women put on the day of their husband's last name, but in life never used it.
Mm.
So I think that, you know, there are countries that use different naming options where everybody's fine.
Right, right. What about men changing their last names to their wives? Do you know about any research on that, or if we're seeing an increase in that at all?
I've never seen any research on it. It's because when you talk to people, everybody knows someone who did this. And so I'm convinced everybody knows the same 10 men in the United States who might have done it. Because it's just, it is so rare.
Right. That's the thing. Like, never sort of understood is, for guys who their wives changing their last names is very important to them, I just feel like asking them, like, well, would you change yours? Right, like,
yeah,
if you wouldn't change yours.
I do this with my students, you know, and they look at me like, so they say, well, obviously, my name is important. Yes, but, your potential spouse's name is important, too. She's had this name the same length of time. And then they say, well, my name's important in my town. Well, your spouse's name could be important in her town. Or they, you know, they go through all these logic things, and I go through all these logic things back, and they still look at you like you've lost your mind.
Do you think it's an entitlement issue?
I don't think it's entitlement. It's just, I'm sorry, this is terrible and a tautological explanation, but it's tradition. It's just what people do, and everybody does it. And then if you don't do it, you're going to be embarrassed that you can't get this woman to change your name.
Right, right, right.
So I think that's it, that it's just so normative.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in a moment.
Squarespace. This Guardian podcast is supported by Squarespace. Whether the story behind your passion is out of the ordinary or simply out of this world, you should tell it in an unforgettable way. Squarespace helps you do just that, with the only websites designed to showcase what makes your passion worth pursuing. Start your free trial today at squarespace.com/guardian.
Today we're talking about last names. What does a feminist do with this tradition?
I'm a feminist and I took my husband's last name. I come from a huge family. There was no way that my maiden name was going to die out with me, but that's not the case for my husband's family. He comes from a very small family where we might be the only couple in his family to end up having kids if we do. So taking his last name was a way that I could preserve his family's legacy because it's such a rich and beautiful one. And also, really, it just signifies to me a commitment we've made to each other as a team. He didn't ask me to take on his last name. He would have taken on mine if I asked him. But like I said, I just found more meaning with his last name and what it signified to us and our future as a family.
When I met my husband, he had a nice, easy name, and I changed mine. What I didn't count on, though, was when we separated, I changed my name back to my maiden name, and all of a sudden I felt a bit more like me again. I felt like I'd reclaimed a sense of personal identity that I didn't realize I'd lost in the first place.
I've been married since October, and I haven't yet changed my last name, but I am eventually planning to. It's challenging to change your last name. It takes a lot of time and effort and money. So I'm kind of waiting until something pushes me over the edge. I think eventually that thing will be deciding to have children. My aunt kept her maiden name, and I've watched her all her life have a really hard time identifying her children as hers because they have a different last name. Once she wasn't allowed to collect them from the airport, which I don't really ever want to have happen to me. So yeah, once my husband and I decide to have children, I will definitely change my name.
One of the arguments that I've heard made is that children need to take their father's last name because that's a way to attach men to their children.
Yeah, but I've grappled with that.
Isn't that a super like archaic way of thinking about men and fatherhood and attachment?
Yes.
What do you think?
I've grappled with that for years, and I kind of buy it. And there's some research mm-hmm. that shows that children who have their dad's last name, that is looking at samples particularly of groups like poor women who have lower rates mm-hmm. of marriage, that these men then do become more invested in the lives of their children mm-hmm. if the kid has their last name versus the mother's last name. Mm-hmm. So it is archaic, but I think there could be something to it.
Oh, yikes.
So
okay.
I'm kind of uncomfortable with it. Can you tell?
Yeah.
I'm uncomfortable with it. Yeah. I don't know where else to go, but there looks like there's some support for this idea. We're working on a paper now about that particular issue, but there does look like there's some support.
So why do you think men might be more invested in their children if they had their last name? That seems
because that's a tie. That's a tie to the kid. Women know if you have a biological child, women know it's their kid.
Right.
But men know it's their kid because it has their last name.
Wow.
I know it's really, really sad.
It is.
And, you know, there's some research that shows that the effect is particularly strong for if you have a son.
Huh.
Like men,
okay.
It's gendered all the way.
Yeah.
That men are more likely to want their sons to have their last names in cases
right.
where the partners aren't married. So, you know, there really is this idea that this is my boy who carries my last name onto the next generation.
Right. Wow. Interesting. So we've been talking primarily about heterosexual couples, but I'm wondering if you've noticed any particular trends when it comes to same-sex couples. Is there any research on whether the prevalence of name changing is more or less the same? How does that sort of change?
There is really no research. I'm working on a paper on this right now.
Oh, good.
My students. But based on the data we've gathered so far, we got about 1,200 cases or so, they look far less likely to change your name.
Mm-hmm.
But some of that could be an artifact of, up until this point, they tend to get married at a much later age because
mm-hmm.
the opportunity to marry
right.
came to them
right.
more recently. So I expect, however, that they will continue to, as a group, when they marry, each of them maintain their birth surnames.
Mm-hmm.
I did notice among those couples who do some kind of name change, they tend to hyphenate, which is probably the more egalitarian thing to
right.
do.
As opposed to taking one name.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So do you have any advice for women, for any of our listeners who might be on the fence about keeping their last name or even men who might be asking their partners to take their last name? What advice would you give to people who are getting married and struggling with the name change question?
All right, my bottom line is you have to do what makes you happy, right? Because you've got to live with the consequences of this naming decision. So if it's a yielding to social pressure, I mean, I think women have to be able to say, look, I really like my name, you know, and I really love you, and so I'm going to keep my name.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can become, do you ever do this, what I call situational last name users? So they keep their birth surname as a middle name, and then they have their husband's last name, but for their job, they just use their original name.
Right.
And then when they go to school to pick up their kid, they become Mrs. So-and-so.
Right.
But I think, again, I always just tell people, you have to do what makes you happy. If you really want to maintain your birth surname, you need to sit down with your future spouse and say, look, this matters. Right? This matters.
Right.
And I really want to keep my name. Or if you want to change and you feel like, oh, my God, people are going to harass me, you still have to be able to say, look, I think this is going to help.
Right. Lori, thank you so much for coming on to talk. This has been great.
You're most welcome.
Lori Scheibly is a sociologist and senior lecturer at Penn State University. That's it for this week. I'm Jessica Valenti for The Guardian. I hope you'll join me again in 2 weeks for What Would a Feminist Do?